In two of the records contained in the New Testament, known as the Gospels, the Messiah's chosen apostles recorded what he began to teach. In the Gospel known as Matthew, the 4th chapter and 17th verse, Matthew records, "From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" And in Mark, chapter 1, verses 14 to 15, the Apostle Mark records, "Now after that John was put into prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, 'The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel.'" The gospel, which is a word that means good news, of the kingdom of God, also called the kingdom of heaven. They are synonymous. The kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God are the same. And they're a part of the mystery of creation that mankind had desired to know since the foundation of this world. Mysteries prophesied to be revealed by God through His Messiah. And in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 34 to 35, Matthew records, "All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, 'I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world.'" The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, secrets, things that people had not known from the foundation of the world, were going to be revealed by God's Messiah. You can find that prophecy in the Old Testament portion of the Bible, in the book known as Psalms, in chapter 78 and verse 2. There have been and are many religions or governments that believe God's kingdom will be established here on this earth. In fact, most of the Jews at the time that the Messiah walked this earth believed that, and they still believe it today. But the Jews are not the only religion or government to believe that they will rule the world with the Messiah as their king. Throughout recorded history and even today, many have marched and died believing that they were engaged in a battle of good versus evil for the kingdom of heaven, declaring their religion or government to be the conquerors that God has sent forth to rule all in this world. And on both sides of these conflicts, they proclaim God is with us, and anyone who dares to differ are murdered in the name of God. Did God send Jesus, the Messiah, to commission men and women to war and murder in a struggle to establish His kingdom here on this earth? The Apostle John recorded a conversation between a man known as Pontius Pilate and Jesus the Messiah. Now, Pontius Pilate was the Roman governor that ruled Jerusalem at the time that Jesus walked this earth. And John records in his gospel in chapter 18, verses 33 to 36, "Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, 'Art thou the king of the Jews?' Jesus answered him, 'Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me?' Pilate answered, 'Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done?' Jesus answered, 'My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence or here.'" What did Jesus say? "My kingdom is not of this world." Again, "My kingdom is not from here." That's pretty evident then that God and Jesus, his Messiah, are not in need of men and women here on earth to engage in a war of good versus evil. The Messiah's chosen apostle John actually recorded the true battle of good versus evil that took place in the kingdom of heaven. That record can be found in a book that's called Revelations. And that's the last book in the New Testament portion of the Bible. And in Revelations 12:3-9, there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And in verse 7, there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Those who love the war and murder and the supposed battle of good versus evil here on earth have asserted, or are now asserting, that they're in a holy war. And it's their justification to go out and commit murder and kill. But Jesus revealed that this war took place while he was here upon the earth. And his apostle, chosen apostle Luke, recorded that in his gospel in the 10th chapter, verses 17-18. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Verse 18, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He says, I beheld, past tense, he saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Let's go back to Revelations again and see what John wrote there. And it says in verse 4 that the dragon, which we know is that serpent, that devil, that Satan, drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them unto the earth. Verse 9, the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And what did Jesus say? He said he beheld him as lightning falling from heaven. And he didn't come here by himself, because it says his tail drew a third part of the stars. You can't count the number of stars that there are in this universe. And a third part, it tells us, was fell to this earth. A number of evil angels that can't even be counted. And that happened when Jesus was here upon the earth. In part 2 of the kingdom of heaven, more of what Jesus the Messiah will be revealed and provided in regards to the kingdom of heaven. Please take the time to listen and examine his words.